Are you looking for ways to promote your book with a low investment? Have you thought about video marketing as a viable option? Then today, we're going to be discussing my self-publishing experiment and something I was really thinking about. Are book trailers effective? Well, is it the way that we're marketing with them that's effective? So you're going to want to make sure that you stay tuned to today's podcast. This is Self-Publishing with Dale, where you'll learn to publish books that sell and build an unstoppable author brand. Today's episode is brought to you in part by the DIY Publishing Course Monthly. Do you want to get the unfair advantage as a self-publisher? Would you like to get everything you need to know in one spot? Then subscribe to the DIY Publishing Course Monthly, where you get everything you need to know now without having to piecemeal online content to make sense of the self-publishing business. To subscribe, head over to DIYpublishing.biz for more details. So this past week, I was really kind of just curious, and I'm sitting there, I'm thinking to myself, this is actually during a workout, I'm thinking, people put out a lot of book trailers. I know quite a few authors that do this, but they have marginal results. You know, you've got the likes of, you know, YouTube influencers like Jenna Maresi, to name a few others just like her, like Chris Fox. They can put out just about anything, and it's going to get some great traction through YouTube because they've established their brand there. So people have come to expect and, respect who they are as authors on YouTube. But what about the vast majority of the other people? You know, they put out these book trailers and they're getting maybe 10 views, 13 views, possibly a couple hundred. At the end of the day, those book trailers are supposed to be doing something for you. That's promoting your book and getting in front of more people, building some hype and really getting it to where your author platform grows. So I said, there's got to be some way around this. You know, marketing and promotion, folks, ain't easy. Marketing and promotion ain't cheap. Or is it? I mean, think about this. Because YouTube is 100% free. And sans any kind of costs that you have to get for a book trailer. You could even just put together something simple of just grabbing your book and you're just sharing it with somebody. But for the most part, you know, YouTube is a great place. And any type of video marketing, be it on Facebook or over on Twitch, in any number of platforms. So this is where I just kind of just segue over into video. Video marketing is something I talked about in the past podcast, where I talked about viable options for marketing as a self-published author. And that was the top of the list for me. So book trailers, AuthorTube, all these type of things. The problem is, what if you have no following? What if there's just like you're a brand new author and, you know, you haven't really established anything on YouTube yet? You know, what's the chances of any success coming from this type of video marketing? Because here's the problem again. You get this killer book trailer. Like, I've seen some people's like book trailers and they look like freaking movie trailers. They get me excited, but the problem is it's kind of like writing a good book, like a great book. Like, you put your heart, soul, and energy into this thing. And unfortunately, without a good marketing and promotional plan of any sort, no one's ever going to know it's that great. And the same thing is going to go for your book trailers or any type of promotional content for your book. So it dies a horrible death. I hate saying that, and it's a bit graphic, but it's true. Hey, look, I've got one finger pointed forward with three pointed back at me because I've been guilty of this. I did a book trailer for my very first book, Unlock Your Greater Life, and I was so proud of it. If you go over to my Amazon page, you actually probably can still see that book trailer. Got it over on Fiverr, and I was like, oh man, this is great. I'm going to become a millionaire. Oh yeah. Yeah, that book was horrible. I think in its entire lifetime, I probably made, in the last 5 years, maybe a grand. I'm probably stretching it. It's probably less than that. I'm just taking a guess. So in any event, here's what we need to do, folks. When it comes to video, think of video just like you would with books. I know you're like, oh man, but Dale, I just want to sweat the stuff with the books, not video. If you can draw the parallels, it's easier than you think, because think about this, and we're going to focus on YouTube because that's just my wheelhouse. They both function on search engine algorithms. Okay, And that's just a fancy, sexy way of saying that it's a mathematical equation based on consumers' previous history as well as buy patterns. So that would be over like an explanation for Amazon. On YouTube, the same thing is consumption. What are people consuming? What are they watching the most? What's keeping them on that platform the most? Same thing, Amazon. They're purchasing things. They're researching and looking things up that they're going to potentially buy, and Amazon wants to serve them more based on their history. So when you can start to draw those two parallels, you gotta get that light bulb moment and go, oh, hang in there. And sadly, this podcast isn't gonna be long enough for me to try to explain every last little bit, because I wanna make sure I'm just laying the groundwork, setting the table, telling you about this specific experiment that I was doing. So what makes a video or book more relevant? It's simply consumption. So again, buys on Amazon are the equivalent of watch time on YouTube. Used to be views on there or subscribers, not anymore. YouTube's all about the watch time. So think of watch time as kind of like the same thing as someone buying your book. Engagement is also key. That's also something that helps build relevancy inside each of those search engine algorithms. So the more buys and the more watch time that you get, the more relevant your specific content's going to be in that search engine algorithm. So here's my theory. What if we created a video launch just like a book launch? Now, don't get too far ahead of me. You're probably getting excited. You're probably going, oh, I can't wait to try this. Stay with me for just a second here. Create the promotional video. Could be a book trailer. It could be like a 10, 15 minute sit down of you reading a chapter. It could be your creative process behind it. It could be a how-to video that's in support of your particular nonfiction book. Don't launch it though. That sounds crazy, right? You're like, wait, hang on. You don't want me to launch it? How insane is that? It's not as crazy as you think, because YouTube has something that's called a premiere. Think of premieres kind of like pre-orders for your ebooks or your books in general. Premieres get it to where you create the video, you upload it over onto YouTube, and you can set a date for it to launch. People will see it publicly, and they can actually set bell reminders to go over and check it out. They can even hit a thumbs up on it ahead of time. They can even hit a thumbs down. And either way, you've created this pre-order and hopefully a little bit of buzz behind this. So rather than just shooting out your promotional video, put it in a premiere. We need to make this important. It's just as important as your book launch. And oddly enough, you can probably get this video launch to coincide with a book launch. Ooh, now we're thinking. All right, so we're gonna wanna make sure we build buzz around this. We're gonna reach out to our email list. We're gonna reach out to social media. We're gonna do it in person. And as much buzz as you can create around this premiere, the better. And we could stop at that. But to me, I've attended many video conferences, and this was, you know, by the way, I'm not reinventing the wheel here. This is something I kind of learned through video, but then I started thinking, how can we apply this as indie authors? So we're not gonna stop at that. We don't just wanna send them to the premiere. Because otherwise, they may check it out, they may not check it out. So this is what I did last week. All right, so we create a live hype video. Now, some of you are probably going, Dale, I don't want to do no live videos. Live video, believe it or not, is stellar. In fact, as I'm recording this podcast, I have two different Facebook communities watching me, and big shout out to them. And you want to build hype with this live video, but the key is we're gonna do it right before the premiere. And if you can drive more traffic to there, the premiere is gonna be easy. It's gonna be super simple. So we're gonna just direct the traffic to that premiere once when we get people into the live. We're gonna really shoehorn them on in. So this is what my loose test was. Full disclosure, I say loose test. There's loose parallels. Clearly, I wasn't promoting a book. I was promoting my YouTube videos based on self-publishing. But, you know, if you can kind of just understand the principle of this, you can probably put the applications in place. So I built the interest in the particular content I was going to launch through my community tab. Now you can do the same thing through like email, through newsletters, through social media of some sort. I had five topics, and I specifically had the viewers on YouTube vote for the one they wanted to see the most. And, you know, I made sure I did all the research. So it's kind of like having people pick out the title of a book. Same thing was like the video. I had none of the video shot. I just had just good titles kind of selected that did a little bit of due diligence. And I was surprised. And the big winner was Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing Unlock Hidden Features. So the viewers picked this, and I gave them 24 hours to choose it. I said, in the next 24 hours, I will select the winner. And I think it was about 118 votes, and 43% were in favor of the Unlock the Hidden Features video. So I'm like, okay, I can do this. So I just kind of put it on the back burner. I'm going to put this one out this coming week. The next thing I did was, I said, okay, let's create that intrigue to the live hype event. So you ready for this? This is where I brought up the self-publishing experiment, and I pulled out all the stops. Instead of sending people to the premiere, I sent them to the live event. Because why? Here's the beauty of it. I made it short. I told people, you gotta be there on time or you're gonna miss out. The next thing was I created a sense of scarcity. You don't have to do this if you don't want to, but I created a sense of scarcity in saying, either you show up and find out what this is all about, or you stand to miss out because there's not gonna be replays. And that to people were like, whoa, hang on. I'm gonna miss out? No, I have to be there. I need to show up. And so there was that sense of scarcity. I think it drew in a lot more people. So I created the intrigue in this live hype event. I put it out to my email newsletter. I blasted it out to social media. I did it on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the Facebook group communities. I sent it a newsletter. I was just everywhere. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, this live event's gonna work really, really well. And sure enough, I was able to direct the traffic after the live event. But before I get too far ahead of myself, it was amazing. I was already pretty like, I'm mellow normally. When I get on live, I kind of turn it up to 10, or if you watch Spinal Tap, 11. I turn all the way up to 11 every now and then. Oh my gosh. As soon as I turned on Streamlabs OBS to stream over onto YouTube, I see nearly 60 people already waiting, chomping at the bit. Now, you need to understand that normally live, I'll turn it on like 15 people are there, 30 tops. But for some reason, it was quadruple what I'm used to. And I'm going, whoa. And so immediately, just a spike of adrenaline. And I got so hyper. For the first 5 minutes, I warmed everything up. And for the following 10 minutes, prior to the actual premiere, because nobody knew about the premiere quite yet, the next 10 minutes, I told everybody what I'm telling you here on the podcast and telling them the theory. Now, I had to kind of go blazing through everything, and I feel like probably didn't express myself as well as I would have liked to have, but I was pretty happy with it overall because it was working. Here's why we do the live. Another thing, YouTube loves live. And the big thing about when you're doing live on YouTube and you get people engaging and consuming the content and staying there and sharing and liking and subscribing, those are indicators. That's engagement. And then YouTube starts to go, there's something to this, and it starts to send out more signals to people that it might be relevant to. So we start to kind of get it to where the algorithm works in our favor on YouTube in real time. So you can see where I'm kind of going with this, hopefully. I got it to where as soon as I got in, I was so hype. I seen everybody and I just like, let's spam the chat. I want to hear from everybody. Drop me some emojis. I want to hear how things going. I'm like, and it was nuts. I've never seen the chat just go and just I couldn't keep up. I was like, whoa, oh my gosh. And it kept going. Even after the first 5 minutes into the 10 minutes, it just kept piping through. I'd never seen anything like it. It was stellar. So that's going to be the thing is when you go on that live event, make sure you're getting the a good reciprocal relationship going on. You don't just want to be that talking head. You don't want to be like a podcast where you're just talking into a microphone and people are going to watch you, because they're going to deuce out. Live video is where you're going to be like, hey, what's going on, Mojo? How you doing? Kevin, how you doing, my boy? Keith Wheeler, how? Oh my gosh, where are you from? That's why the first 5 minutes were so critical. The next 10 minutes laid the groundwork for me to tell them about the premiere. And then that's where I guided them. I was like, look, in about 2 minutes, I'm going to kill this live feed, but I'm going to meet you over in this premiere. The beauty of premiere is that it is live video with the chat. So it's going to show the pre-tape video that I did, but it also is going to have that live chat, and I can be able to talk with people, answer questions as we go along. People were so excited, they kept missing points throughout the video about the hidden features. So hopefully it would be the same thing. Let's say you did your live video, you send them over to your book trailer premiere, and you get them on in there, keep them talking. And I'm not saying you should be the only person talking. You need to kind of think of a way that you can deliver value and get it hopefully in return. And it's just, it's kind of a nice little energy exchange, if you will. So here's the results. The first 24 hours. Now, I killed, like I said, the live one replay. I wanted to create a sense of scarcity and get it to where people came in. So I won't release that video right now. Maybe someday I will. It had, for the premiere video, it had 825 views. Now, this is pretty stellar for my channel, considering that in the normal 24 hours, I have a video perform about 143 views to 350 views. Wow. So, tops, my normal is 350 within 24 hours. It was 825. That was over twice as much, if not close to three times as much in the views. Watch time was insane. Normally, it was within the first 24 hours, I had 5,676 minutes consumed, okay, of watch time total from all those views. So that was big, because that sends a signal to YouTube's algorithm that there's something important in this. And that's going to be the thing, is if you have some type of a promotional video, you need to gain the favor of YouTube so it starts sending it out to people. You could be doing a werebear shapeshifter romance book trailer of some sort, and there's an audience on YouTube looking for werebear shapeshifter trailers or books of some sort. The nice thing is we can gain the favor of the algorithm if we work this just right. And so my normal is about 856 to about 2,000 minutes of watch time within the first 24 hours. So again, nearly three times as much watch time. So this really triggered it. I'll tell you that just before I went in to record this podcast, I had actually looked into the dashboard, and it's well over 1,000 views. And I can't remember how many thousand watch time minutes. It could have been like 7,000, 10,000, something like that. And this has only been about a couple days ago. So to keep the test fair, so that's easy for me to say, I killed the live again, and I believe that it created that sense of scarcity. You can do the same thing if you want to, if you can really create that intrigue. You don't want to do anything to bait and switch. You know, some people confuse bait and switch with clickbait. But with bait and switch would be like, I'm pregnant, and people show up and be like, nah, I'm just kidding you. Ha, no, don't do anything crazy like that. You'll know what's going to be right for your audience. By the way, this video currently that I have on my channel is outperforming the last 50 videos. So big kudos to everybody who showed up in force to do this. So what can you do with this information? I want to know, what can you do? Because here's the thing, is you've got a book. If you don't have some type of video behind it, you need to equip yourself with that. Video is a stellar tool, and it's one of the easiest ways to reach a larger market. What I'm going to do is I'd like to test this out, and I'm going to do it in an actual book. So you're going to want to make sure you stay tuned for that. That's going to come somewhere further down the line. I've been working on reviving my dead fitness brand, and it's taking a little bit of time and energy. So I imagine I'm probably going to test it on that brand to find out. So folks, this has really been kind of a fun overview, a little bit longer than we normally go. I just want to let you know that today's episode was brought to you by the DIY Publishing Course monthly subscription plan. Subscribe when you want, cancel when you like. Go to DIY Publishing for more details. And folks, I know marketing and promotion can kind of seem overwhelming. Take it one bite at a time. That's the most important thing. As long as you're getting out there trying to do it and not relying on organic sales, I think you're doing much better than those that just kind of sit on their laurels and do absolutely nothing. And I know you got it within you to do that. In the meantime, and in between time, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will talk to you next week.